just a shock because he had been sick for about 3 months or so prior, and we weren't getting any answers as to what was going on with him. And so as a parent, like, I just knew there was something, but I refused to say those words.
So what did you do after that?
Well, we actually had moved to Tennessee, and we had an incident at home where Holden had passed out and wasn't breathing and wasn't doing well. And I wasn't home, but we came home, got him, had to call 911 to get directions to the hospital because we didn't know.
Just moved there.
Yeah, we just moved there. We didn't know where anything was. We were still in boxes. And luckily enough, the hospital that we went to is a St. Jude affiliate in Johnson City, Tennessee. And they told us the next day, they said, you know, here's the deal. Your son has leukemia. We're going to send you to St. Jude, and that's it. You don't have to worry about anything. And within 8 hours, him and dad were on a private flight to St. Jude. I was driving because the plane was so small, they could only fit the two. I was driving, and it was shock, but it was business for me. It was like, okay, now I have an answer. Now we know what's wrong. What are we going to do? And when I found out we were going to go to St. Jude, I knew that we were going to be okay because I just trusted everything I'd heard about them, everything I knew about them, the late night television commercials and stuff. It was just like, we're going to be all right.